How can passengers and car users fight back? London Socialist Party, the RMT Union, is right to discuss industrial action in response to the twin threats from the Tory government and Labour mayor. But what could the wider working class in London do to resist possible attacks on our travel? Congestion charge leaked. Government proposals suggest expanding the congestion charge from parts of central London to everything within the North and South Circular. The adult population inside it would explode from 170,000 to 3 million, enveloping around half of Greater London, never mind those commuting in from beyond it. Vehicle journeys in the zone could soar tenfold. Within a matter of days, over 130,000 signed a petition opposing the idea. Even Tory MPs have reacted viscerally against it. The huge numbers of hard-pressed workers who couldn't afford to commute or shop, and the breadth of opposition, would guarantee mass non-payment. Ending free travel. Free Zip Oyster travel for under-18s has been under threat from Tory and Labour cuts for some time already. Austerity also restricted free travel on over 60 Oysters to journeys after 9 a.m. only. The leaked Tory report now proposes ending all this free travel. There are over 2 million Londoners aged 18 or under, and over 1.3 million aged 60 or over, according to 2016 estimates by the Office for National Statistics. The sheer scale of these attacks on passengers or car users would necessitate a generalized response. A first step would be a call on trade union, school student and pensioner organizations, to build for a mass demonstration demanding non-implementation. Political challenge with both Starmer's Labour and the Tories bent on finding some way to make the working class pay for the TfL crisis. The RMT is also right to consider a political response. The union's National Executive Committee agreed this summer that the Trade Unionist and Socialist Coalition, TUSC, should recommence electoral challenges to politicians of any party who attack the working class. Socialist Party branches around the country are writing to local RMT and other union branches, as well as community campaigners, to suggest forming local TUSC committees to prepare such challenges. This year's London mayoral and assembly elections, delayed to 2021, will be an important forum for discussing the fight back the capital's working class needs.